Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
So this is going to be like a special little bonus episode for the podcast. So I am welcome back to Collaborative Studios, Emer Morrissey and Rebecca Grimes.
Thanks.
And if people don't already know, in real life, you guys are besties. Mm. And I love both of you. And I love the fact that we're recording you guys back to back. So I was like, what an opportunity. Let's have an old reminisce and I'll stroll down memory lane and talk about the 90s and the early noughties and what we remember from it. Now, you both got one of Jules's giant tenpenny bags for taking part in the podcast. Yes. And I've flooded you with so much sugar.
Yeah, and I ate mine listening to Blonde.
And they're all retro sweets from back in the day. And it's supposed to be like a sort of a Willy Wonka moment that your inner child just goes, oh my God, all the times I asked going to have something and I wasn't allowed.
Yes.
How does it feel seeing all those retro-y bits?
Oh,
is that what you remembered? Like those
yeah.
brands?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and not being allowed to have like so many of them. Those ring pops, forget about it. You'd never get those. What else is in there?
I remember you used to get pocket money. I don't know if kids get pocket money anymore.
I didn't.
And I'd go play, used to play badminton on a Saturday. And we come back to the garage at Hartstown, incidentally, where I snogged across the road from where I snogged my first valuable.
Oh.
25p would get me a drink of Cadet. Remember the cream soda?
Yeah.
It would get me the cream soda Cadet. It would get me Crunchos, which they don't make anymore, but they're the most delicious crisps, but like crunchy things. A Whopper bar.
Oh.
The green ones. I didn't like the cola
ones.
The
minty ones are so good.
Yeah. And something else like 25p.
25p.
Because I'd go over with my, you know, your 20 was the like brownie coloured ones, the copper, whatever, I don't know, whatever.
Do you remember the 50p in the sort of hexagonal type of shape, or is it an octagon or something? I can't remember. They were lovely.
Yeah.
Old money. Like, do you remember the old punts and everything? Yeah. Lovely money the way it was.
Yeah, but like, I don't know what age you were when you did your communion. My communion was all pound notes.
Really?
So like we were completely ripped off. Like, you know, people.
How much did you make in your communion?
I think, now in fairness, I did really well because my parents made me put it in. I think I might have even written it in a diary somewhere, but my parents made me put my communion money in the post office and you would swear they were robbing me. And I think about £195.
Sorry.
That's good for an only child,
right?
Oh my
God, Secure Corps. Hello. That's phenomenal.
I made 350 for my confo.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
How did you do that?
Like, well, you see, my mum was the eldest of nine. You know, eldest of nine.
Yeah.
And then, like people that worked with my parents and stuff like that. Because I remember at Easter, I could nearly open an Easter egg shop.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Because like,
Oh, yeah. And like, no wonder he could be.
Rebecca,
like,
what's your memory of your confirmation or communion?
I don't really remember. I don't remember which one it was, but I remember like probably getting like 75, right? It was something kind of a decent figure. Like, but people in the area or people in my class were getting like in the hundreds, you know, and I got 300 and I got this. And I was like, oh my God.
Whoa.
And you know, like you're feeling really bad about yourself. So I was like, oh, I actually got much more, but I just donated a lot of mine to an animal shelter.
Oh, I love it.
I just kept 75 for myself.
Do you remember when the pound coins came in?
I remember getting those sellotaped on the inside of the cars.
And it was always like, you'd be like, oh, they're definitely going to tape the coins in the car. Like, you'd be like, most people would give you a fiver. Or like when you were younger and it was someone's birthday and you'd go to like the local news agents and you'd get those shitty toys, you know, in the...
Yeah.
And you'd get about five of the same. I always remember, your parents saying to you when you're younger, if you better, you like that. You don't tell somebody. Like sometimes you give kids presents and like, I don't like that. Now, if that was me when I was at home, I would have been absolutely lambasted.
And did you ever get made to make the phone call?
Oh,
you know,
and
somebody sends you the money in the post or something. You're like, oh God, now ring her up and say thank you. No, don't want to.
You'd not to say to them on the other end of the phone.
Or write a card. Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah.
God, that was an awful lot of that. And I've got a list here in front of me. So in my very first podcast, which is called Back to the 90s, it's a full trip down memory lane. So I grabbed this before I was coming out today, which is a list when I was like doing my power thinking of all of the memories from the 90s, all the pop culture. So girls, what do you think of when you think of beauty products from back in the day? What are the brands that stick out in your mind? And you go, oh my God, do you remember you used to use that?
The Body Shop.
The Body Shop.
Oh God, yeah, that was huge.
And do you remember that?
The cover stick, pan stick.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not even the cover girl pan stick, but do you remember the little, was it a little grey thing, but it was like concealer.
Oh, yeah.
And like your whole face would be a normal colour and all the spots instead of being red would be orange. You'd be going around like, crusty. Do you know what I mean?
And it would cake on. So be, and you put the same one underneath your eyes to cover the circles.
Oh, I wasn't even that advanced.
You know, we had like, I remember the cheap stuff, the Carols.
Constance Carol.
Yeah. And I remember my mum having it in the car. And I was like, ooh, I'm going to put, like, going to take it and put it on. And she's like, don't touch that. And my mother, for a brief period, used to lay people out when they were dead.
I did not know this.
Jesus.
And it was the makeup. Yeah, it was the makeup that she would use on the corpses. So she was like, don't use it.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember coloured mascara?
Oh God, yeah. Blue, hello.
Blue and green. The green. Yeah.
I had green because I had green eyes. Clearly didn't look like the luminous green that I was putting on my eyelashes.
Oh my God. And we must have had the most moisturised lips in the whole planet.
Oh,
like
lip balm and lip gloss.
Yeah.
There's one excerpt in this diary that it was... somebody, I'd found out someone fancied me. I was so happy. I just kept putting on loads of lip gloss.
Oh, God.
This was the measure of my happiness.
Do you remember when fake tan came along?
Like there was sun shimmer. I remember sun in for the hair.
Oh yeah.
Everyone was
but
spraying
fake
their
tan,
hair.
Not really.
No, like the first time, honestly, I wore fake tan was for my 21st.
Yeah.
Really? And yeah. And
would
I got
that have been an instant tan or a gradual one that you'd, you know,
no,
put
I went
on
to the salon and they did it because I came home thinking I was after wake. I was like, I look a different nationality, not realizing that. Like,
it washes off.
No, it was my 18th. It wasn't my 21st. It was my 18th. But yeah, I wouldn't have been in like. No, I remember going, you go away on holidays and you'd want to get the best colour, but not really. Sun in was probably the thing. I don't know.
I got a spray tan for my sister's wedding when I was 16 and they sprayed from the neck down so they didn't do the face and I didn't realise that you had to match your face. So I'm so upset that all her wedding photos where I was her only bridesmaid and it was a really big deal for me and I just have this snow white face and the brown body.
Just have to tint them all to black and white.
Yeah, they're lovely in black and white.
What are your memories of books that we used to read, you know, as kids and authors like Enid Blyton? Did you ever read any of those or Judy Blume books?
Roald Dahl.
Roald Dahl all the way.
The Twits.
All the way, all of them. Yeah, the Twits, the Witches, like the dark ones were
James
brilliant.
The
you know,
Peach, James
the BFG.
My dad used to read The Secret Seven to me, or The Famous Five. And then, like, I was obviously really lazy because I don't remember reading them myself. Mm. I wasn't a big reader and my parents would have devoured books. But I remember one of the first books I read was Adrian Mole's diary.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember the poem? I'm a little bit like Adrian Mole. Pandora, I adore you. I implore you. Don't ignore me. Like, and I remember breaking my heart laughing, like 9 3/4 or whatever age he was.
I never read any of them.
Oh, he was just the business. Sue Townsend wrote it. Well, she wrote a couple of really good plays as well. But so funny. But The Secret Seven.
Fanny and Dick?
In The Secret Seven?
Yeah. Or The Famous Five, I can't remember. I always think that was
Julian, Dick and Anne, George and Timmy the dog.
What was it about all those amazing dogs? Do you remember like there was Tintin and Lassie and all these like super intelligent... Skippy. Remember Skippy?
What was it? Man in the well? He's wearing blue trousers. Do you know what I mean? Like, hello.
What cartoons did you watch?
Oh, I loved The Animaniacs.
Oh, yes.
With the three little ones and Dot. Do you remember her?
Yeah, Elmira.
Do you remember the bit? I love you, bye-bye.
Yeah.
I was going out with someone. See, I would have been like a teen. Well, I was like 15, 16 maybe. And I love you, bye-bye. Me and one of my boyfriends used to say that to each other. And be like, bye-bye. Okay, love you, bye-bye.
And you remember the pigeons?
Oh, yeah. The Godfather pigeons.
Yeah, the Godfather pigeons.
Yeah.
So cool. I had a TV in my room. Did you have a TV in your room? I had a TV in my room. And I also had, when my parents got a new video recorder, I got the old video recorder and you used to be able to record, but you'd press the buttons.
You were made up.
Yeah, it was like
only child.
Yeah. Mm. You know, it was like, it's like the microwave. You could record it for like half an hour to build up to 2 hours or whatever. And you could put the long play or the short play. Remember you used to be able to do the tapes and the videos. I watched it on Sky One. Oh, when everyone else was probably watching whatever. And I also watched this amazing film, which I can't seem to get my hands on, called Sybil, about a woman with 13 different personalities, and she had this but like, I don't think I should have, like, I certainly shouldn't have been watching them. There was horrific stuff that I watched, but I used to tape them, like, thinking I was cool and watching it back.
Well, that is pretty cool now to have that in your bedroom. That's like major wowie.
The boys in the I hung around with the lads, they used to walk around, so we used to pass notes, girls used to pass notes in school, the boys would walk around with a VHS tape, which is like not easy to hide because they're massive, like, you know what I mean? You might as well be carrying it on your shoulder. And they were like, have you seen B.I. yet?
What's B.I.?
Basic Instinct. And they passed, I'd say, the germs on that VHS.
Oh, God.
They passed one copy of Basic Instinct around.
That someone had taped off the telly.
Oh, my God.
I mean, if you could pop the thing out of the back of it, one could tape over, or you could put cell tape over. But it was B.I. That was their code.
B.I. code.
Doing brilliant. Each other a solid, like, passing around. Oh. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I know. Brilliant. Do you remember this? Like, sorry, you did ask us about cartoons. Like, The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah.
And when you look at the original now.
Oh, they're creepy.
Yeah,
like, they were really strange. Yeah,
absolutely. And I used to love Booley. Do you remember Booley?
Oh, Booley.
Loved Booley.
And Barbar. Remember the elephants?
The really posh elephant.
Yeah.
Do you remember him, the really posh elephant?
What do you remember of the Irish ones? Now, obviously, there's the classics. There's Zig and Zag. There's Bosco. Yeah. And all of those. Do you remember? Now, I'm old, but like 40 coats.
My 40 coats and 50 pockets. Wait, can I tell you a story about that?
I was
obsessed with 40 coats. And my uncle, I only found out in, like, when I was in secondary school, I only found out that my uncle was good pals with Fran Dempsey, who used to be 40 coats.
Oh, no way.
So when I was in third year or fifth year in school, my aunt asked, obviously his pals are Fran, asked Fran for, he was like, oh yeah, I think I have a video. His wife had taped every single 40 coats.
Stop.
So gave me and my friend Darren a video, the copy of it, and we watched it. And it had all the old ads in it, and it is rubbish. There's like this thing, you know, like slightly bonkers and so far so good. And they do this split screen where there's like an evil twin of So Far So Good and the Whirly Gig Witch and all, and So Far. And it is just one side of the screen has stopped, and 40 coats and 50 pockets.
I've never seen it.
Oh God, it was one of the wagon stuff. Yeah. It was amazing. Do you remember the Moorbags? They creeped me out. They were very strange.
We were only talking about the Moorbags in work today because Carrie Crowley was the sexy Moorbag.
Oh, she was. Oh, my God.
Do you remember the sexy Moorbag?
Tara Flynn did the voice of a Moorbag as well.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yep. What other Irishy things
Bosco.
Were there? Bosco was amazing. Do you remember now? Obviously, there's the magic door. And when they went to the zoo, sure, Jesus, I nearly lost my life. And when he went down into Bosco's, and you saw his bed with a little stripy duvet. Oh, Jesus,
he had enough of it. I think I had a tape. My shadow and I, bye-bye, bye-bye. That was the song. Like, they made so much shit out of toilet rolls. You'd want to be crapping for your whole life in order to get out all the stuff.
But do you remember Make and Do? What was that one? The lady?
That was the lady that was in the Shelburne the other night. Remember, I was like, Mary Fitzgerald. We were in the Shelburne the other night.
Yeah.
And she walked past, and I was like, because the make and do hand, how do you do? Or whatever. Like.
And she'd have a couple of pipe cleaners and a toilet roll and a paintbrush, and she'd be like, here we go. She was the MacGyver of art.
Yeah.
And
all of a sudden, you had an iPhone.
Yeah.
What about Don Conroy?
Oh, yeah.
He used to draw the owls and everything. Oh, God, he was brilliant.
Yeah. And do you remember, like, I feel like at that time, drawing was really popular and really big, and everyone had, like, books on how to draw.
Yeah.
And that we don't seem to have anymore, do we? Or have we just, are we not aware of them because they're not in our
No, we only have realm. That adult colouring in stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
mindful
colouring and everything. But drawing
how
cartoons.
To draw was really
a skill that you learned.
I was mad for art. And in my head, I had great pictures. Like, my parents bought me, like, oil canvases and you name it. I had an easel, and every picture I painted was rubbish. Like,
but you were trying.
I had all the gear, you know, the kid who arrives in all the gear and like, oh God, here you go, here's a picture of a sunset. It was just like two shades of blue and a bit of red in the middle, like looking like it was on a horizon. No.
Oh God.
Do you remember, I don't know, in school you used to draw the sun, but it would be in the corner, the top corner of the page.
Yeah.
It was just in a corner, and sometimes it had a smile.
Girls, what are your memories of Glen Rowe?
Oh, the soundtrack and Miley.
Yeah.
And the absolute scandal when Miley had the affair, and
my parents weren't really into it, so it doesn't really
were they not always to have, like, you know, the Irish but thing of as soon as you heard the music, you're like, oh my God, school again tomorrow.
School tomorrow,
puke.
Yeah.
I've done my homework.
I think it really resonated with my parents, probably because it was kind of the rural life that we were living, you know? So it was like, oh, there we are represented on the telly.
How amazing were Zig and Zag as well? Like, we were raised by Zig and Zag.
Boppy? What was Boppy?
Zuppy.
Oh, Zuppy. Yeah.
Zuppy was the dog.
Yeah, yeah. Zuppy the dog. And then there was Evil Ted, was the evil Teddy.
And Socky. Yes. And Socky. I remember when Socky came into it.
Snotzer.
Snotzer.
Snotzer Galligan.
I had actually Ian Ryan, if you're listening, I want it back. I had the video, Zig and Zag, this film has, or this video has nothing to do with toast. And remember the fart. And it just go across the top of this. It was so irreverent. Yeah. It was the best. My aunt ended up on holidays in Turkey, because obviously that was where you went back then, and she met the two lads who did it. And I remember coming home with photographs, and I was like, oh, that's, I was telling everyone it was great, but then when I saw the pictures, I was like, no, where's Zig and Zag? Whatever.
And they had so much merchandise out, and you could buy the teddies. I had them all, and there was a book, a fridge, and a denim jacket.
I had a bin, a Zig and Zag bin for my room.
I remember my friends, Emma and Brona, went on the Yes No Game Show?
Yes!
And they won, they got the denim jackets.
Oh my God, now that's unbelievable.
And I remember them hanging up in school and just being like,
because I still remember. It used to be Dempsey's Den.
I was obviously
to take the Dempsey out of it nearly killed me at one point in time.
I don't remember.
But I still remember where I was standing the day that I got my membership to the Dempsey's Den Club, and I got the badge and the letter and everything. I can still remember like where I was standing in the living room when I opened it up and I saw the badge, and I was like, oh my gosh, my life is made.
I was like, I wasn't a member of that, but I was a member of the Aer Lingus Young Flyers Club.
Oh, you know. Yeah.
And you got like logbooks.
Prestigious accolade.
Yeah. So you go, dip, dip, dip.
Oh, that was probably back in the day when you could go up and talk to the pilot and, you know, the air hostess and everything. Yeah. They'd give you a teddy.
Yeah. I don't remember. They sent me a bracelet one time. I have no idea why. It was part of the thing. My friend Andy, his dad worked in the airport. Well, he did when we got older. I'm not sure he did when we were younger. But yeah, we were Aer Lingus Young Flyers Club. I remember thinking I was, because I was also a member of the Enid Blyton Club. And then she died. Oh. And then her daughter sent us all a letter. It was very sad.
But there was loads of clubs. I was a member of Charlie's Canter Club because I was mad into horses at one point. Right. Like, were you part of clubs? Do you remember those? Or collecting tokens on the back of the cereal. Do you remember doing that?
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
Send off for things.
Or the pencil toppers.
Oh, yeah.
In cereal boxes. Yeah.
And you know why they don't put them in the cereal boxes anymore?
Someone choked.
Yeah. Or just in case somebody might choke.
For everyone.
Yeah. But like, do you remember that? And you sit there and you pour out your bowl of cereal, read the back of the box for a good half an hour.
Oh, great reading on them, yeah.
All the ingredients and everything. Always wondered, what the hell is thiamine? I used to always go, what is that now? I'll look it up someday on Encarta 95.
My mother is almost 70 and she can still remember the back of like a bottle or something. And what was it? But it was a list that was written on something, that, you know, like kind of the back of the cereal box or whatever. And she says it all the time. And she's like, beans, peas, soup, fish powder, fish paste. And she reels this thing she remembers. Like,
oh my God,
we're about 60 years.
Grossed in your brain.
I'm just reading this thing like at the table, yeah.
Would you agree that we had better memories back in the day?
Yeah.
Because I stick so much stuff in my phone and everything. I go, it's on there. So I'm going to use that section.
Yeah, you don't have
anymore.
To remember it.
Yeah.
Yeah, for
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
It's mad, isn't it?
Do you remember Lucozade came in like a plat in a wrap?
With the orange sort of a cellophane on the outside. And as soon as anybody was sick, that's what you brought to the hospital.
Yeah. Yes, I do remember that.
And if you're at home now, you know, it'd be the 7-Up, the flat 7-Up.
Oh, the flat 7-Up. Should that cure anything? Like, absolutely. If you had a cut in your leg, you just pour a bit of boiled 7-Up on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Put 7-Up
fine.
In a pan, like,
But it did. It worked. And dry toast. And that's all you're allowed to have.
Yeah.
And then only if you were still really sick, like 24 hours later, would you go to the doctor. Mad, isn't it? Yeah. Do you remember that banana medicine we used to get as well? And it was like an antibiotic.
No, she
medicine.
Wouldn't like that. No.
That's your worst nightmare.
No.
Did you ever have a soda stream?
Yeah.
Did you?
I think my sister had one. And then I think there was always a broken one. Yeah, there was. There was always a broken one out in the shed. And I think I just kind of missed it. And then I remember like years later wanting one, but like retro kind of like ironic, nostalgic.
Well, wait until this. I was only talking to Charlie the other day.
Christmas, didn't you?
No, I didn't. No, Charlie's buying one. Our friend Charlie's buying one because she says she's spending a fortune on sparkling water.
Yeah.
And it's in plastic. And she's like really... like environmental planet, conscious at the moment. So she's they're all coming like all in London, they're coming back because they're in glass bottles.
Yeah, it's a great
and
idea.
It's coming back. So great we were idea. Actually do you know, like we progressed and then we just went backward.
Oh,
like,
we got so much worse.
I used to dream of the soda stream and the other one was the Mr. Frosty. Well, every Christmas I wanted it and I never got it. And I put a picture up on Instagram and I got there's a deep thing within so many children in Ireland. I didn't get the Mr. Frosty and I'm full of resentment.
A lot of kids are triggered.
But the fantastic news is that the news is in, the comments come back, I got it and it was shit. Loads of people said they got it, didn't crush the ice, the little squirty liquid things that you put on it, the syrups didn't taste great, and it was shit basically. So we missed nothing.
Okay,
we missed, and we can let that go. We can let it go.
Sometimes you thank God for unanswered prayers. In the words of Garth Brooks,
via 14-year-old Emer, plagiarized by 14-year-old Emer, sounding deep.
What stands out in your head as a Santa present that was like a wowie kazowie Christmas?
Oh gosh.
Did you ever get anything like, you know, the year that, oh, you know, there was a bike or something that you dreamed of and you got it?
I got rollerblades.
Oh, wow.
And that was just like, I am made.
Oh, my God. And did you get the elbow and knee things?
The works. Yeah, the works. And it was like, yeah, delighted with that. But I don't really remember other than that. I remember things from when I was much younger, like, and it, like, talking about the cereal boxes, the My Little Puppy. Do you remember they would give the little dogs? Oh, there was a bag of dogs that you would get in the cereal box, and there was like six little.
Here's a bag of dogs now. Go on, off you go with yourself. Enjoy those bag of dogs.
I remember just My Little Puppy.
Yeah.
Not My Little Puppy.
So this was obviously a splinter group. a subdivision of the My Little Pony series was My Little Puppy. And I was probably too old to be playing with them, but they were tiny little dogs. And to be honest, I'd still be delighted with them to this day. Like, you know.
Anything tiny. Do you remember Polly Pocket?
Yeah. So they were all the same thing. And then I remember for Christmas getting the house that the puppies all lived in. And it was like the puppy's library, the puppy's office, the puppy's bathroom, you know. Like,
amazing.
Those puppies were great.
They were living a charmed life, let me tell you. But yeah.
What were your ultimate Santies?
Well, I used to say...
I got a karaoke machine. Sorry.
Did you? Yes.
I think I wanted one of them. I got a pool table when I was about 10 or 11. No, it wasn't. Like, it was... we're not talking something you find the full... Yeah, a small little one.
Yeah.
And I think I used to watch snooker and stuff with my granddad. But anyway, I got a pool table. And it arrived and it was all set up. And it was a Steve Davis pool table. And he was big at the time. And there was a letter from Steve Davis. But you know, a generic printed one.
Oh, right, okay. I was a circular.
Well, I told everybody Steve Davis, his pals with Santa, and sent me a letter. You know, and that was, I loved, I got walkie-talkies another year. And actually, the year I got the walkie-talkies, I have a really bad turn in my eye when I'm tired. I still have it. And I look like... Like, there's me with the walkie-talkies, and it's like one eye is like over there. One eye's on the walkie-talkie, and the other one's looking at the Christmas tree.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Girls, do you remember Saturday Night TV back in the day?
Yeah, Noel Edmonds' house party.
Noel Edmonds, Mr. Blobby.
I was trying to explain him to someone the other day and they were like looking at me with this blank, concerned expression.
Or do you remember Jerry Ryan's Secrets?
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. And he did the school around the corner as well.
I do remember the school around the corner.
Yeah. Do you ever watch Joe Maxey, actually? That was another teeny programme that we had.
Yeah. They did a remake of that recently.
Did they?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
And do you remember, and I think Emma Kirwan was on it, or maybe wasn't him. I remember on Saturday mornings, there was this thing on RTE.
Pacho's Junk Box was on Saturday's mornings.
Yeah,
there was that kid.
But do you remember that big, there was like this bit, it was almost like a... not a post box, a telephone box, and you spun around, you had to throw Velcro, and like it was so basic, you throw Velcro on one side and then you turn it around, you'd get frisbees in a little slot. I can't remember the name of the program.
Oh my god, I'm having flashbacks of this. Yeah,
I think Emmett Kierman was the child presenter. Stop on that. It. Pretty sure he was, because didn't he do the books on the Late Late Toy Show then for a while?
I don't know. Did he?
I think so.
I'll have to ask him that now. Yeah. That's mad.
Get him on this.
Yeah.
Custard's Last Stand Up.
Yes.
With George McMahon.
Yeah.
BAFTA winning Custard's Last Stand Up, as George always reminds us. But yeah, I remember that and just being like, oh my God, he's amazing, that guy. Like 16-year-old George, you know, and they're like,
God. Oh, yeah. Like, RTÉ was just. It actually was really good.
Remember it used to be called Network 2 as well. Yes. So it was RTÉ 1, Network 2. Yeah. Oh my God.
Do you remember getting Sky?
Oh, sure. Listen, that was mega. Well, like we grew up with, we had RTÉ 1, Network 2, and then we had a couple of the UK channels. So like when it came to Saturday Night TV, we had Gladiators, Stars in Their Eyes, Blind Date. Like they were all, Generation Game. And you remember the thing that would come along and you have to memorise everything along, the little travel station. It was always a cuddly toy. Yes. And people won like speedboats and things. Yeah. But they'd have to just keep it in the driveway. Like it was just like, what are you going to do with the speedboat? But it was so glam.
Do you remember Going for Gold? It used to be on Blockbusters. It used to be on before Bosco.
Do you remember, a charades programme that was on with Twink, Brendan Grace, Derek Davis and all. It was on, it was live at 3 type of thing, but it was on in the afternoon. And they used to come on basically, play charades.
God, where is the budget for that nowadays? Like, come
play
on.
The game. And play, he was like, what do we do? We have now a game of charades. Brilliant programme. Let's do it. Roll it there, Roisin. Honest, Scott, yeah, that was on in the afternoons. And live at 3 with Thelma Mansfield and Derek Davis.
Yeah, I remember Derek Davis on live at 3.
Yeah, and actually, remember I was telling you, I met Amy, a girl I went to school with, and she gave me a load of letters. And I went on my work experience in transition year, and I've written loads of letters to her while I was on, while I was in RTÉ. And I was on live at 3, and I'm sitting in the control room, and I was writing to her about how boring it was. And I said, it's live at 3, dead at 4.
Believe they didn't keep that as a slogan.
You were saying, like, do you remember getting Sky? But do you remember years ago, and people these days don't realise it, like everyone had a certain amount of whatever they paid for in their pipe, is what we used to call it.
Oh my God.
And before TV's auto-tuned, we used to have to tune in each channel, so you'd be trying to find what's on RTÉ 1, what's, so you'd be going from the main room to try and maybe get whatever. But then we'd all said RTÉ was on 1, RTÉ 2 was 2, BBC was 3, BBC 2 was 4, and we had our
I5 was 6,
right? Sky was 7.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And then you'd go to someone's house and you'd be, and they'd have like Sky is 1, and because like, Sky 1 is 1. You'd like,
I'd have to leave.
Animals.
Yeah. Animals.
Yeah, oh God. Do you remember, I know they still do the Angelus, but do you remember at like midnight when RTÉ would shut off and then they'd have like that screen would just come up. Do you remember Airtel?
Yes.
And you'd have to look up the cinema times.
Charlie only told us recently, I was talking about, it was Turkey or Lanzarote or somewhere. Didn't you go there on holidays recently, like in the last, say, 7 years? And she said, yeah, we bought it on Airtel. I was like, what?
What?
And she said, yeah, we bought the holiday on Airtel.
You're joking me. I did not know they did that.
That's only like in the last couple of years.
Because I remember you could watch the subtitles. 888 was the subtitles on Airtel.
Oh my God.
I remember watching
Flashback.
Queer as Folk and Aidan Gillen was in it, wasn't it? In the English one. And he was leaning across as one of the kids was getting out. Well, not say kids, whoever was getting out of the car. And he leaned on the horn of the camp, but it just came up. You leaned across your man, it just came up horn. Because so I was mad then to watch like subtitle stuff so I could see what like filth would end up on the TV.
Oh my God. So it's like the fact that you could buy holidays, and like I know there was a lot of advertising and stuff on it, so maybe it came up with like a telephone number that you'd have to call. Yeah. So it was the early days because there was like shopping channels and stuff, but that was like outrageous to buy something online. Like I remember my nana bought a handheld sewing machine on a shopping channel. We were like, right, that's it, now it's official, she's completely losing it. It was looked like a stapler.
Bought my sister one last Christmas.
There you go. They're still going on the shopping channels. But that was a big, big deal. Do you guys remember the Crystal Maze? I wanted to go on it so bad. I still do.
Wasn't he the guy from the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Yes. Yeah.
Sat beside me the other day.
He wrote it.
Did he?
Yeah.
I remember. What's his name?
Richard. something. Yeah, baldy head. And he used to talk about his random mum that was up the hall and mummy and ring her on the phone, and he had the leopard print coat and everything. He was brilliant, wasn't he?
He was amazing.
He was pretty. And do you know they did a dodgy Crystal Maze then in Cavan, because I missed my school tour in Cavan, and that's where we were going in sixth class. There was the Crystal Maze. I never went, but everyone's like, oh yeah, because we thought we were going to be on the telly.
You just wanted to get in that box where all the money bits of paper blew around you.
Girls, what are your memories of food that would have been very 90s and noughties that we don't really kind of have now? Do we have Pepperami anymore? Does that still exist?
Oh, remember that? That was a big thing.
Yeah.
And he was a prick, wasn't he?
He was voiced by Adrian Edmondson.
Yeah. Was he?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Did you know that Rick Mayall was the voice of the Andrex puppy? Do you remember the Andrex toilet paper, and it used to be that really cute puppy? Aww. And he was the voice. That's so cute. He was also the voice of Toilet Duck as well.
Oh, was he?
I know a lot about him.
As you know.
I remember my mother went through a phase of St. Bernard's mini Kievs, and we'd obviously said we liked them, but then we had them every day for about 6 weeks, and we were like, how are we going to tell her? We have to tell her, like, this is awful. Mini Kievs and crispy pancakes.
Oh, Findus crispy pancakes.
Yes.
Listen, they were delish. Oh, my God. Also, the other thing, always wanted the variety cereal pack.
Talking about that the other day as well.
Oh, my God. And there'd be scraps for the Cocoa Pops and the crappy cornflakes we left.
And there was about six Cocoa Pops in the bags.
Yeah. Like, and it was Ricicles.
Yeah.
Were the other one. And Smacks. Yeah, remember them?
I didn't realise they still sell them. And I saw them on set in the shop in Fair City the other day. They still have them.
No way. Yeah.
Would you remember Start?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it would rip the roof of your mouth apart, but it tasted so delicious. Yeah. It was like eating rocks, like sweet rocks.
Covered in honey.
I bloody loved it.
I used to get up in the morning on a Saturday morning and go down to watch Saturday morning TV with the box of Frosties and eat it out of the pack. Did you do that?
Yes, absolutely. Saturday morning TV, watching cartoons with giant bowls of cereal was like my life. We used to make a fort out of all the sofa cushions and sit there and just watch cartoons. It was like my favourite childhood memory. Yeah.
Dream.
It was incredible.
Do you remember though when you were younger as well? Like, you'd be going shopping. If you weren't watching, you were dragged away from the cartoons on Saturday morning, like Top Cat or whatever was on Sky at the time. And you'd be brought into town to go to shop, and I hated it. Yeah. And but your parents would make you get stripped in the corner of the shop. Like, you wouldn't go to the dressing room. Nobody's looking. I remember being in, we used to have BHS here. And I remember my mother throwing a top on me, and like, I just could, like, now, no wonder I'm not really prudy, but I wouldn't be mad for stripping off, you know, even in the gym, you know. Well, in the dressing room, it's not that I do it on the treadmill. Like, but yeah, you'd just be, nobody's looking at scrap. If somebody did that now, they'd probably be arrested. And I also remember, now this is probably going to lower the tone a tiny bit, but we were in Dunn's one time and we were going to a christening and my mum had picked up something. And we had to exit because there was a bomb scare. Because back in, like, when we were kids, it was all like the IRA and stuff like that. And I just remember my mother, like, she wouldn't be a panicker at all. She's like, well, fuck them anyway. I've been looking for. She finally got the present and she had to leave it and go. She was absolutely right.
No. Oh, God.
I'm sorry, Mum.
But you remember being dragged around the shops like that as a kid? We have an amazing photograph at home of my brother Barry asleep in the window of Dunn Stores in Dunleary Main Street. Yeah, and he's asleep in the window because we do that. I'm too hot. And you just crawl under the racks in Marks and Spencer's being like, I mean, I just want to go home.
Yeah. That was tragic.
Yeah. Tragic.
Absolutely.
But those
tragic
Saturday mornings are like my greatest childhood memory. And do you remember when you used to have Sugar Puffs and we lowered the tone again? Sugar Puffs, and it would make your wee smell like Sugar Puffs.
No, but I'm totally going to try that out.
Tell you. I know. I'm not alone in this. I've talked to people about it before. It does, yeah.
Sugar Puffs turned your wee.
It makes your wee smell like Sugar Puffs.
That is hilarious.
Are they still around?
Oh yeah, yeah. They're still around.
Do you remember the Sugar Puff Monster?
Oh, Honey Monster.
He was
lovely. And Hamburglar.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh,
and when you'd go to the McDonald's, was it the one in Artane that had the ship in it?
Oh, and they had one in Slorgan as well.
Oh,
and you booked
God.
It out for your party.
You could get into the ship. Yeah, and that was all like, the little hamburgers that hamburger had.
The first ever McDonald's was in Phibsborough.
Was it?
I'm pretty sure it was. And it was a 3-day camel ride to go to McDonald's. Like, it was a big bloody deal.
Oh, it was so big. And do you remember, like, even you got a Happy Meal and it was just like a very small little burger and tiny little chips and a really small drink that probably now is just like a toddler's meal in relation to the way it all has gone kind of supersized or whatever. But going to McDonald's was monumental.
Yeah.
It was an occasion. Like, it was like, please, and then can we go?
Eddie Rockets was like going to the Ritz.
Oh God, we weren't allowed.
Oh my God.
You know, like turning it on big time, like, oh, McDonald's.
Yeah. When did we get Supermax up in Dublin? Because that first started in Galway, didn't it?
Oh yeah, I think I've ate there once in my life, probably in Galway at about 4 a.m.
Oh, I used to do Supermax on O'Connell Street on the way home, garlic and garlic chips.
Oh, I remember being in Abracababra in Blackrock and discovering what a chip butty was. And it was my friend Nicole, and she showed me that it was the roll with chips and mayonnaise in it. And I was like, that's disgusting. Took one bite out of it, and my life changed in that moment. I was like, oh my God.
She was like, at that hour of the morning, oh, like, you do gentle.
Yeah.
Carbs on carbs.
And the cheese and garlic chips. I wonder, that's an Irish thing as well, because when we talk about that in other countries, they're like, what? Are you talking about garlic on your chips? I think it's really weird. Yeah, it's mad, isn't it? Well, now, girls, I know we could talk about the 90s and noughties forever and a day, but that's a lovely little trip down memory lane. And as I said, episode one of the podcast, if you want a full recount of all things 90s. Yes. I'm going to ask you one more question each. Same question. If you could bring something back from the 90s that we don't have now, what would it be? Now, it could be a thing. It could be a person. We'll do a person, a place, a thing, a sort of a way of being, and anything that kind of was like really kind of back in the day that we don't really do anymore, don't have anymore. What would you choose?
I don't know.
I don't know the answer myself. I'm trying. That's why I'm like,
Well, walking around.
Okay, I know what mine's going to be. Because it was a very normal thing that we did back then. Do you remember when we used to just call into people?
Yeah.
And you just say, actually, we were just passing by, and you just drop in.
You coming out to play?
Are you coming out to play? And
if
now,
someone called in to me, like unannounced, I would lose my life.
I know.
Like, I wouldn't answer the door. Mm. I'd be looking out the top window at them, being like, when are they going to go away?
Yeah.
Like, but it was so normal.
So normal. And I'd be so suspicious of it now.
Oh.
And I'd expect somebody to either ring me or text me or something beforehand.
How dare you?
Sort of time to clean up the place and everything. How feckin' stupid is that? I wish we could just drop into people unannounced and just say, I just called by, I just dropped in just to say hello, have an old cup of tea, see how you are, and have a chat face to face instead of phone to phone or FaceTime to each other or just, you know, in text form. Just that actual face to face loveliness that we had back in the 90s. That's what I'd bring back.
That's too nice now. I can't think of anything. There's a lot of stuff I'd love to send into the bin. Like,
okay, you can send that. That's a great option. Chuck something in the bin or in the sea. What would that be?
Like, I would have separation anxiety for about 6 years. I'd just get rid of my phone.
Would you?
I don't think I would be able to. Mm. I'd love to do it as an... No, I wouldn't. I'm saying that out loud. Someone will challenge me. Don't challenge me. I won't take it up. I don't know. I think like there's so much stuff that we have are extensions of what we had then. Just simplify it. Like, do you remember people used to walk around with ghetto blasters playing music? Like, I don't know. I think I just want to... I want to go back to the summers where we pretended we were Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf and we played tennis on the road.
Yeah.
And we didn't have a real, you know, net, a tennis net. And we used that tree and that tree. That went over. No, it didn't go over. Like, you know, like you'd be having that sort of...
Jumpers for goalposts and all that. I'm like,
Remember you used to play World Cup? First of three,
my
football.
God.
Loved it.
Just simple things. Tip the can and... hopscotch and
sticks.
Do you know what it is? Is it the simplicity that we really miss?
I think that's what it is. Yeah, because that's what I'm trying to think of. Is like, I remember I'd finish work in the Saturdays in the barbers, and I'd go over to the shop. I'd gotten paid, and I'd go over to the shop and I'd get a magazine and some sweets or whatever, and I'd go home and I know what I'd bring back because I'd want to work in one, a video shop.
Oh yeah!
I always wanted to be a video shop girl. I thought it was the coolest, like edgiest job. Yeah, and I like,
and you got to watch everything first.
Yeah, and I like, it's how I imagined, like Empire Records is how I imagined working in a video shop would be, if you've ever seen Empire Records. And I was like, I'll just be really cool, and I'll just be like affected and bored, you know, and have an attitude, and it'll be cool.
Brilliant.
And I'll see all the movies. And I used to get a magazine, and I used to go to Extra Vision in Balbriggan and rent a movie that night, and that was you, and you were happy out, you know, and maybe someone would come and watch it with you, maybe they wouldn't, but you were grand, and you weren't on your phone missing every second part of the film or whatever it was, you know. So I think it is, yeah, simplicity that we're craving.
I worked in a video shop.
Stop it.
I did. Advanced Vision, yeah, when I was about 17.
Bow down.
Do you know what we used to do? We used to close up the shop at night time, and they used to have two copies of the Joy of Sex video there, right? Nobody ever rented. Who's going to come in and go, I'll take this one out? No, you know. Nobody ever rented it. So we used to watch it, and we used to put it on and play it on the tellies in the shop, but only when the shutter went down, and we'd be giggling away going, this is hilarious.
What was it like?
Oh, just really corny, very 70s.
Was it porn or was it like a
porn, but educational porn.
Education.
Yeah, and big hairy bushes and everything. And we were just, it was a comedy to us. Like, we just thought it was absolutely hilarious. But
so
did you know that every video shop had a machine that you could put a tape into and it would rewind the tape in seconds? Supersonic fast rewind, right? So do you remember the threat? You better rewind that tape now when you're bringing it back.
Yes.
And you'd be going, oh, Jesus, I didn't rewind the tape. And you'd be throwing it on the counter and running or putting it in the box.
Isn't that the plot of a film, though, where they use one of those machines and it...
Oh, my God, like, a hot tub time machine. Is that it? I've seen that, but
I
can't remember.
Be Kind Rewind?
Oh, Be Kind... Oh, with Jack Black.
One of those.
I have that on DVD.
Like,
doesn't
something like that happen?
Yeah. But yeah,
I didn't know it was a real thing.
Yeah, it was a real thing. And there was the threat, you know, of you get points in your account. We all had fines. You have fines on debts and everything on our accounts up to billions.
I can remember my extravision number, W4374.
There you go. Look that up now. Look it up, lads. Call the guards. Girls, thank you so much for this amazing trip down memory lane. Just to do nobody's on any other social media these days apart from Instagram. They're not. Emer, what is your Instagram handle?
I'm at Eames_M. So EIMS_M.
And Rebecca?
I am at The Grime Line.
At The Grime Line. Well, go follow the girls and listen to their individual podcast interviews, which will be up on the podcast in due course. But you'll know that because you've subscribed, because you're an absolute ride. Isn't that right, listener? Thanks so much for the reminisce, girls.
Thank you.
Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.